Now, Grandma Starling was a member of the Primitive Baptist Church down here at Old Raby Church when she died. And Grandpa also, that was Mary and William, Mary Coward. And so after her death, they wrote a letter to Grandpa, you know, telling the, how sorry they were that Sister Mary and his beloved wife were dead, had died, and so on and so forth, and signed by the minister. My mother had that letter, and at her death, I gave it to Estelle, she being the only member of a Primitive Baptist Church in the family, and she has that letter about Grandma's death. I think she preceded Grandfather in death by a number of years. I know that Grandma Corbett did. And Grandpa Corbett came to live with Mama and Papa in on their place. They cut the logs. They had original land grant for the seals. Georgia State Seal is still on the deed and is still in the family. They cleared the land and cut the trees and took the trees and built them a house, which we always used as a crib. And to build our beds, they bored a hole in the log over here and a log over there and put a piece of wood here with one post and one there. Put slats across like this and put mattresses or straw on top until they could grow a crop of cotton and make cotton mattresses. And to raise some geese to make the feather beds, you know. And that comfort on your bed is your great-grandmother's feather bed. Mama's feather bed. Hmm. I had it made into that comfort. And so I was just storing it away, and it needed to be out and in use so the down wouldn't die. So I gave it to Sweet. Of course, I have grandmother's dress in there.
That's Mary Cowart's.
Mary Cowart's dress.
Mary Cowart Starling's dress is in there.
And the picture of Grandpa Starling in there with the suit that from the sheep on that he raised.
And her dress fits me perfectly.
Me too. And she spun the thread and wove the cloth. And dyed the trousers brown with green walnuts. They put a permanent brown stain in anything. But she left the coat the natural color and made the whole thing the suit. And he would tan the hides from the cows that were slain for beef. And so he made his shoes. He had a carpenter shop. He made all the shoes for all the children, all the whole family. So I had the picture made full length in order to show his shoes and his suit, you know. Mm-hmm. Sitting by, he came with my parents to town to have their picture made before they were married, but he would not trust them to come to town alone. He had to come with them. And so their pictures were made separately. He wouldn't let them have their pictures together. And he had his picture made with Mama. She was only 15, see.
And when they were married, she was 15?
Yes.
Wow.
And Papa was 25. And the book under her arm there, in the tin type, I could read it, and it says Byron's Complete Works on the original copies. But it burned in their house. But when I had the colored, you know, paintings made from the tintype at Rich's, they didn't put Byron's, they just put marks there like that. But it's Byron's Complete Works. Their grandpa had at his house. Oh, she's lonely now. She's gone after herself.
Oh, you don't, son.
Yeah.
Mac's gone off and left you.
Then when Mac leaves her, she gets her sock.
Poor little kid.
Like a baby with its blanket. Oh. I'll think of things after you've gone, but you know, it can't all come to me at one time.
Sure. We'll tell Candace. Let's see what we have to ask.